From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Israel's Navy has killed four Palestinian militants who were wearing diving gear when they were spotted on a boat off the coast of the Gaza Strip. An Israeli military spokesman says the four were planning to carry out a terrorist attack, but he did not name a target. The incident comes a week after Israeli forces killed nine pro-Palestinian activists on vessels that were trying to breach Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Israel's prime minister is rejecting calls for a UN investigation of that deadly attack.
A lengthy cabinet meeting broke up late last night with no decision on how to investigate the killings on the Turkish aid ship Mavi Marmara last Monday. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Israel of wanting to cover up the facts. Israel says its naval commandos fired in self-defense after its forces were ambushed by Turkish activists armed with metal bars and knives. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with several international leaders yesterday, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy urged him to accept the UN's offer of an international probe. But Israeli officials fear it would set a bad precedent. Israel is said to be in consultation with the U.S. and others over ways to ease its severe restrictions on goods permitted to enter the Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's overseeing the response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, briefs President Obama and the cabinet today on the status of that effort. Allen says even if the leaking oil well is plugged by the end of summer, it could take well into autumn and perhaps longer to deal with the tens of thousands of barrels of oil in the Gulf.
The entire coastline from central Louisiana to Port St. Joe, Florida, is potentially at risk. The problem we have, this is not a large monolithic spill anymore. It is an aggregation of thousands of smaller spills that can come ashore at any particular time based on wind and current. So while only 140-mile beaches are impacted, the front line is 300 to 400 miles.
Allen was on Fox News Sunday. The House Energy and Commerce Committee holds a hearing in Louisiana today on the spill. A report is due out this morning on which political action committees, or PACs, have given the most money to the top four leaders in Congress. Danielle Carson reports the study was done by the private Center for Public Integrity.
The report involved combing through a mountain, 3 decades worth, of lobbying disclosure forms, congressional quarterly voting records, and press releases. The investigation found that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have relied on thousands of dollars worth of campaign contributions from labor unions and trial lawyers over the course of their congressional careers. The report says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Republican Leader John Boehner have leaned heavily on corporations and trade associations. The report says the single biggest contributor to Senators Boehner, McConnell, and Reid was AT&T. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Wall Street bracing for a resumption of last week's sell-off today as stocks have dropped sharply across the Asia-Pacific region. This is NPR. For the first time since the world's worst industrial accident more than 25 years ago in Bhopal, India, a court has handed down convictions in the case. A local court in India has convicted 7 former senior officials of Union Carbide's subsidiary in that country of causing death by negligence for their roles in the toxic gas leak that killed an estimated 15,000 people. The 7 have each been sentenced to 2 years in prison. The former chairman of Union Carbide was not among those convicted. Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas is set for a final flurry of campaigning today as she faces a primary runoff against the state's lieutenant governor. NPR's Allison Keyes reports Lincoln is trying to avoid becoming the 3rd incumbent senator to fail to win renomination.
Lincoln has the support of Democratic leaders from President Obama to former President Bill Clinton, but failed to garner enough votes in the primary last month to avoid a runoff against Democratic Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. A poll Friday found her trailing her opponent by 4 points. On CNN's State of the Union, Lincoln painted herself as a moderate in tune with Arkansas voters.
I'm the one in the middle of a battlefield trying to find the common ground.
Also on CNN, Halter brushed off Lincoln's charges that he's bringing in outside union support, calling it a diversion.
The real issue here in this race is who's going to stand up for middle-class Arkansas families.
Pennsylvania Democrat Arlen Specter and Utah Republican Bob Bennett were defeated in their respective Senate races last month. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The Boston Celtics have evened the NBA championship series at 1 game apiece, downing the Los Angeles Lakers 103-94 last night. In the National Hockey League championships, the Chicago Blackhawks blitzed the Philadelphia Flyers 7-4 to take a 3-2 lead in that series. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.